right, I am pumped. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and welcome to my podcast, where I'm going to help you achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet while healing the planet at the same time. I'm so excited about the topic of today's show because it is about training for muscle mass. That's right. What exercises do you do to build muscle on a vegan diet? Are they different? How many sets do you do? How many reps do you do? How many total exercises? How often should you work out? And how often should you train each body part? Well, here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you exactly the guidelines that I use. And when I say guidelines, I'm going to tell you exactly what I did, but of course I can't get into every last detail, but I'm going to get into enough detail that you're going to know what to do. And the only reason is because every day was a little different and I just don't have enough time on the show to go over it. But I am going to tell you the basic guideline and outline of what I did. So don't worry, you're going to know enough to feel comfortable and confident about exactly how I trained in order to gain all of this mass, 7.25 pounds of muscle mass in 28 days, and how I went from doing just 8 pull-ups up to 40 pull-ups in a row in that same 4-week period, and how I nearly doubled my resistance and weights for almost every one of my lifts in that time period. Now, first things first, make sure that you understand how to get your protein in. Go to my previous podcast, episode number 2, where I tell you about what proteins worked for me and how much to take, so that that way you make sure that every ounce of effort that you spend during your training period to build this muscle mass is actually worth your while and you produce muscle mass during that period. So here we go. Let's talk about training for muscle mass on a vegan bodybuilding program. What's different about it versus a non-vegan? Well, here's what happened. Long time ago, I made 3 different attempts at trying to build a significant amount of muscle mass on a vegan diet. The first attempt was my own, and I tried using my own little routine, which basically consisted of doing 3 to 4 exercises and 3 to 4 sets per body part per week. And that's it. So we're talking about 12 sets total per body part that I would do in an entire week, because that's what's always worked for me in the past. When I was not vegan, that helped me build muscle mass extremely fast and helped me maintain it very effortlessly. So I did that. And I you know what, I'm sad to say I didn't really gain any strength. In fact, I pretty much lost strength during 4 weeks of going vegan. And that shocked me. I thought I can't explain why this happened. This makes no sense. Now, I was also eating protein that just wasn't very effective. So I went back to the books and I looked up Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Body. And I checked that out, and in there he had a training program in there that he uses called the OCOMS protocol, and he said that was what was the program that he used to build a whole lot of muscle mass, not vegan, of course, and so did the guy that was featured in there. I forget his name, this massive bodybuilder, freaking stud, and same with what the bodybuilder at the fitness guy at the very end of the book, who wrote the 28-day vegetarian with eggs diet. At the very end, said, claimed to gain up to 5 pounds of muscle mass in 28 days. That's the same training program that he used. And what it basically was going 1 to 2 sets to absolute muscular failure and hitting that muscle pretty much about once a week. I mean, that's the gist of it. There's a few more rules involved. But anyway, I did that. I did that to the letter. I barely gained any strength. I barely gained any strength or muscle mass following that protocol. It didn't work for me. I could have been doing it wrong. Sure, absolutely. I don't rule that out. But it just, the way I did it didn't work. So then let's fast forward and let's just go to what actually did work for me. Here was my thought. I'm going to be eating all this plant-based food. That means that I'm expecting my recovery ability to go way up and through the roof. I'm also going to be eating a whole lot more carbohydrates than I think I'm ever used to eating in the past. So that would mean that I'm going to have higher glycogen stores than ever before. So let's take advantage of that and let's utilize that extra energy and channel it towards our training. So what I did was this. I stuck with doing 8 to 12 repetitions for the majority of all my lifts. So 8 to 12 repetitions. Maybe I do about 15 to 24 warm up, okay? But I wouldn't really count that as part of my sets. That's just 8. So 15 to 20 repetitions for my warm up. And then when it got down to it, 8 to 12 reps for the real bread and butter. Now, sometimes I would do like 6 or 5 reps. Sometimes, you know, that happened maybe once every 2 weeks on like one lift where I was trying to add a little bit more strength. That's a whole other type of training, but don't worry about it. 8 to 12 reps. I would do anywhere between 4 to 6 sets after my warm-up. So not including my warm-up, 4 to 6 sets. Now, this is almost double what I was used to doing in the past when I was not vegan. And I was doing anywhere between 4 to 6 exercises, sometimes 7 in some cases, just because I had all of this endurance. I could pull it off. Again, that's more almost double what I used to do in the past. On top of that, my frequency was higher than in the past. In the past, it was one time a week. I would train muscle hard once a week. In this case, I was training the same body part one to two times a week. That's right. So I might work out my back on Monday, and then I'd come back, and I'd hit it again on Thursday or maybe Friday, all in the same week. And I'd do it again the week after. In total, though, check this out. So I wasn't at the gym every single day. In total, I probably averaged about 4 to 4.5 hours of total exercise training in the gym per week. That's right. I would average about, I would literally make 4, at most 5 trips to the gym per week. So when I did my 28-day transformation where I gained 7.25 pounds, I worked out about 16 times. That's it. 16 workouts was all it took. So here's how my workout was structured. I'd start off with a 5-minute warm-up, and then I would do my workout with my weights, and then I'd do a 5-minute cool-down. That would all take about 1 hour. In the middle, in between the warm-up and the cool-down, here's what it looked like. 8 to 12 reps. I'd choose about 2 body parts, sometimes 3 body parts, maybe even 4 sometimes. It depends, because I was trying to get 1 to 2 times a week per body part, so depending on the day of the week and how it landed and how it all worked out, that would kind of determine how many body parts I was doing. But no more than 4 and no less than 2. And I would start with 2 body parts, maybe 3 at a time, and I would just circuit between one or the other. And that's the way I had to do it in order to get it get enough sets in under an hour. So we're really 50 minutes if you were to subtract the warm-up and the cool-down. So I would go, and I would start off usually, one of my goals was to get my pull-ups and my push-ups. So I used pull-ups and push-ups as my primary warm-up exercise, no matter what I did. And that happened almost on a daily basis. So, you know, I started off only doing about 10, 15 push-ups and about 8 or so pull-ups at a time. But I made sure that I did a lot of sets of those. So I do a set of push-ups, a set of pull-ups, maybe a set of some crunches, and I'd go back to the pull-ups and the push-ups, and I'd do another set of those. And you know what was so cool is within less than three weeks, I went from doing 8 pull-ups at a time to, no joke, doing 30 pull-ups in a row. And that got up to 40 pull-ups in a row. This is for my warm-up. My push-ups were out of control. I mean, shoot, I went from doing about 15 push-ups to doing 50 to 60 push-ups in a row for my warm-up. And I do a couple sets of those. So starting out, I do about 3 or so sets of 8 pull-ups and 3 or so sets of 15 push-ups. And after about 2 to 3 weeks of doing this, I was doing, no joke, 3 to 5 sets of 30 pull-ups at a time. And a set of, no joke, anywhere between 3 to 5 sets or more of 50 push-ups at a time. So I'd knock out 100 pull-ups to 150 pull-ups just for my warm-up. And then I'd knock out about 100 to 200 push-ups for my my warm-up by week 3, which was awesome. I loved that. So that was my warm-up. Then I'd go right into my workout. So if I'm working out back, I would just literally go down the line and choose all the back exercises I possibly can. I try to make a mixture of dumbbells and using the barbells, so the type of hardcore lifting weight compound movements they call it, where you're using your own muscles to support yourself. So I do some bent over rows with the barbells. I do some bent over rows with the dumbbells. And I would do weighted pull-ups even after I did all those massive amounts of pull-ups without any body weight. I'd just basically take a giant 45 or 50-pound dumbbell, hook it onto my leg, and then just start pulling up. And I could do pop-out reps, 12 or so, with those easily. I'd use the pull-down machine. I'd use the rowing, the weighted rowing machine, one arm, two arms, you name it. I would just go to the, I would go through the gym and I just play on all the different exercises using as much weight as I possibly can for 8 to 12 repetitions each. And I'd usually start with a weight that I could do about 12, and usually I would undershoot, and so I just increase my weight for every set after that until I couldn't get more than 8. And that's pretty much all I did until I nailed about 4 to 6 sets of each, and I'd do about 4 to 6 different exercises for each. The first couple weeks, I was doing closer to 4 exercises and 4 sets, and by the second week in week 3, I was doing closer to 6 exercises and 6 sets, just because I could. And my body, oh my gosh, my weights just went up through the roof. For chest, I would be doing the typical bench press. I do both incline, I do flat bench. I do some declines sometimes. I would use dumbbells and I would use barbells. And then also use the machines. I did flies on the machines, the pec deck. I'd use the machine chest press, incline, decline, and the flat. And I'd also use the cable crossover machine as well. For my biceps, I would do a big variety of bicep exercises. Now, there's not that many you can do, but basically I'd do bicep curls with dumbbells. Now, I always do dumbbell curls both at the same time. It's just whenever you see people doing the alternating ones, this is just something I learned in exercise physiology. Tension is super key. One of the biggest traits to exercises that build muscle very rapidly is that the tension is never released during a set. And so this is really important. You want to, when you're doing your bicep curls, you're better off either just doing one arm or both arms at the same time. Don't do the alternating arm, because what's happening is as you're lifting up one side, the other side's just totally relaxed. It's rested. So you just don't create the same environment in the muscle cells of the arm that's relaxed when it's relaxed. It's almost like doing a rep and then going to get a drink and doing another rep. It just doesn't work that way. So you gotta stay under that tension for the entire set. So when you're doing 8 to 12 repetitions, don't do it alternating. Do them either together or just stick with one arm and only do that one arm. Okay, so I do bicep curls with dumbbells. I do bicep curls with barbells. And I'd use the easy curl. I'd use the flat curl. I'd go over to the cable machine. I'd do curls with the cable and with the rope and with the bar. And I'd also use the machine sometimes. Again, the first couple weeks, I was doing about 4 different exercises, 4 sets each. By the third and fourth week, I was doing 6 exercises, 4 to 6 sets each, just because I had the endurance. It was awesome, and my strength was up through the roof. For my triceps, I was doing, I wasn't doing kickbacks. That's an exercise that just, I've got a lot of thoughts about that, but I just don't really believe that there's a whole lot of tension that you can create by doing kickbacks. But what I did instead was I did these little skull crushers. I did them both with dumbbells, and I did them with barbells. Now, again, if some of these exercise names that I'm telling you right now, go ahead and look them up on Google. Just look them up on Google and you'll find them all. Or if you go to the gym, just ask any of the trainers. Say, hey, listen, I want to train my triceps. I want to build mass in them. Can you show me some exercises? They'll show you. I did the cables. I did the rope pushdowns. I did the bar pushdowns. You know, you name it. I did them all. I went on the machine. I did dips, weighted dips. I threw a dumbbell on my leg and I was just knocking out dips, looking like a stud. It was awesome. That's it for my triceps. I mean, you know, you go to the gym, there's a lot of tricep stuff. You just go to the tricep area and just start playing on all of them. For my shoulders, I did shoulder presses. I used dumbbells. I used barbells. I used one arm at a time. I used two arms at a time. I also did flies, dumbbell flies, or another way you can call it is dumbbell shoulder lateral raise, where you just, you know, in a sense, without swinging really, but you basically swing them out to the sides and then back down slowly. I did all the different shoulder machines too. There's some machines where I did presses, and then also there's another machine where it simulated the lateral raise. And that's what I did for my shoulders. I also did upright rows. I also did shrugs. For my legs, these were, my legs really adapted quickly. I did squats the traditional kind. I did deadlifts using the bar. I loved those. I also used the leg press machine, and I also used the leg extension machine. That's where you straighten your legs out. And I also used the leg curl machine a lot. And those pretty much made up the majority of my leg stuff. I mean, I did a couple other things. I did some walking lunges from here to here, but really the bread and butter was from the squats, the deadlifts, the leg press, the leg extensions, and the leg curls. I didn't really deviate too much from there just because, well, there's only so many leg exercises you can do at the gym. And then the build muscle mass. And also I did calf raises. I did calf raises a lot. I did calf raises on non-legs day as well. So I did them during my legs day and also did them on the non-legs day just because my calves just happened to recover pretty quickly. So I was definitely doing those 2 times a week, sometimes 3 times a week, because they recovered very quickly. But they did get bigger during that time. It was awesome. For my abs, I did a variety of different ab exercises. So I used the ab machines at the gym. Now, the ones I used were the ones that you could add weight to. So this is really important. So that way I could see if I was getting stronger or not. So I get into one of those ab crunch machines, and I can set the weight and then just start crunching away. And again, I treated that the same way as all of my other body parts, muscles, because your ab muscles work very similarly. 8 to 12 repetitions at a time with as much weight as I could possibly do. I also did leg lifts, which was so cool because that just, when I built up my strength doing the pull-ups, I was able to do leg lifts. I did them with weight sometimes. That was awesome. I also did a variety of different crunches where I held a weight over my head or behind my head. I did crunches. I also did sit-ups too using the different benches. And I also did the same exercises on a ball. I did ball crunches using a medicine ball for resistance. I put it sometimes behind my head, sometimes way up above my head in different varieties. I also did side planks where I'm going up and down, lifting my hips up very, very slowly. And it wasn't long before those got very, very, very easy. And I also did cable rotations. So that's something I could create. I could put weight on and rotate and just really hammer my obliques hard. Again, if some of these exercise names just seem a little unfamiliar with you, don't worry about it. Just look them up on Google. I am going to eventually have a list of these up on veganbodyrevolution.com. So who knows, if you're listening to this several months out from when this was recorded, they'll probably be up by now. But until then, hang in there, just use Google. I will have a list of these exercises up so that you can use them as a resource for yourself. And let's see, what else am I skipping? So I talked about my chest, I talked about my back, I talked about my shoulders, I talked about my legs, my calves, my abs. I think that's it. Yes, and of course I would do some lower back work as well on my ab days. So I would do the different lower back exercises. So there's some functional exercises that I did on the ground. I did some floor cobras. I did some supermans. Again, these are exercises that weren't really designed for muscle mass, but they were really, really good to keep my muscles in balance. So I did that. I also did the 45-degree little thing that you bolt yourself in so that you could do back extensions with weights a lot of the time. So I picked up a 45-pound plate and put that on my chest, and I was just literally bowing forward and back up, bowing forward and back up for my back muscles. Okay, and that pretty much summarizes the training that I did. Now, did I do cardio? No, not really. What I did for my 5 minutes, when I say my 5 minutes of warm-up, I basically got up on top of a treadmill, and I set it to a walking pace, about 4 to 4.6 miles per hour. And I turned on my music, and I just started going. It was just a fast walking pace, and that's all I really wanted to do. And I did the same exact thing when I was done at the end of the workout. So 5 minutes warming up, 5 minutes cooling down, doing the same thing. All I did was I just concentrated on what the workout I was going to do for the day is, and then just really focus on giving it 100%. Now, again, I'll repeat what I said earlier. In order to get all of those sets in the time that I had, because that's a lot, I circuited. So I'd set up about 2 to 3 different exercises for different body parts all together, and I would just go one after the other. Now, that's what I did for the first 2 weeks. Then on week 3 and week 4, just because I just felt the calling and I knew I had the endurance, I started combining 2 to 3 different exercises for the same body part together. That was something I've never really been able to do in the past. In the past, maybe 2 exercises tops I was able to go back to back with. But this time around, I was able to do 3 in a row. It was amazing. I couldn't believe I could do it. So for example, for my shoulders, I would have a setup where I would be over at the rack. I was doing overhead shoulder presses, lifting up over my head really hard. And then I would have a set of dumbbells right there in the rack so that as soon as I finished my 8 to 12 reps to failure, I would drop the bar, I would grab those dumbbells and start immediately going into a set of heavy, and I really mean heavy, heavy lateral deltoid raises, which was not easy by any means. Then sometimes I would set up my chest where I would do a set of push-ups. I'm sorry, a set of chest presses. I'd be on the bench press doing a flat bench, knocking them out, get 8 to 12 repetitions to failure, and then immediately go into a set of about 15 push-ups. There are other days where, like, at my gym at the time, I was working at this Gold's Gym, and they had all their chest machines just all lined up. So I would literally just do one chest machine after another without break. I would do the decline, the incline, and the flat, boom, 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 one after another. Super intense. I was able to do it. And I think being able to do that was what helped me continue to gain muscle mass during that period. So hopefully that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, feel free to hit me up. Join our Facebook group. Go to facebook.com/veganbodyrevolution or go to veganbodyrevolution.com. Sign up to be on our list, and you'll also see a link to our Facebook fan page over there where you can connect with me. And I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you, give you all the information I possibly can to help you achieve your ultimate dream body while saving this planet by choosing to use a 100% vegan plant-based diet. I thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope this information was helpful for you. Let me know how it works for you. Send me your results. Also, send me your questions and comments. This is Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, and I will see you on the next podcast.